Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
What is up, everybody? Hey, I am so excited about this episode. It is one that I've been wanting to do for a while, but I was saving it for this episode. This is episode 150, which is a big mile marker for me, a big mile marker for the Close It Now sales training company. And it's just a big moment of gratitude for every single one of you who've listened along the way, every single one of you who have, you know, invested in me and in the company, who value the training and who just want to grow, who want to become better, who want to do something different. So I'm actually taking a note from Brian and Nate over at Waste No Day and doing a little chat super quick before the episode, because a couple things I want to cover. One is I'm going to read a couple reviews that have come in the last little bit, because I want to highlight a couple of these. And then also just give you a little bit of a roadmap of where we're headed for the year. But one of the fun things that I get to do is really see lives changed. And that's what my passion is. My passion is really doing every single thing with a heart of service and with the intention of just really leveling up our industry. It is time to make a change. It's time to make a difference. So a couple quick reviews. And if you are featured as your review is featured on this podcast and you hear it, message me. And we will, I always do a free coaching session with you. If you leave a review and I feature it on the podcast, I'll do a free coaching session. And also I've got a gift for you. So first one is from, this is from Pat Tro. It says, listen to this man, ! 5 stars. So thanks, Pat. Says Sam knows his stuff. My average ticket has climbed around 50% since his training in November. Been in the industry for over a decade and was already the top salesman for the last 9 years. So doesn't matter. Sam made me better. He literally unlocked a superpower I didn't know I had. Close it now, baby. So thanks, Pat. I have a feeling that I know who you are. I think pretty sure that you are Patrick. So rock and roll, brother. If you hear this, reach out to me. I've got a gift for you. And we can do some more coaching. And thank you again. And so that's number one. Number two is, everybody listen to this one. This is from Joe S. 1234567. I'm not no idea who this is. If I know you, awesome, thank you. If not, I'd love to. But the title is Tons of Value. Another 5-star review. Says this podcast is criminally underrated. Just listened to the most recent 2 episodes, and the amount of value Sam provides is unreal. Definitely worth a listen if you want to upgrade your skill set. So thank you, Joe S. 1234567. Reach out to me. I would love to get you a gift and get you some coaching, and otherwise just meet you. So thank you for that. And this is the privilege that I get to help people see people's lives change, see their numbers change, see their just the impact you have on your community and on everything. This is, I'm raising the flag. I'm calling together this tribe, the Close It Now tribe. We refuse to compromise on our standards. My whole goal is to help you get clear on your standards, get clear on what your objectives are, get clear on where you're headed in life, and then create a plan around accomplishing that. When we can do that, the entire, like, our whole industry is going to change, because it's changing right now. You look around in our industry and just every industry, home improvement, any type of sales, will not look the same 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now as it does right now. So you can be part of that change. We are proving that you really can make a massive difference in life. So that's what's happening right now. We've got some big things going on this year. The on-site visits are rocking and rolling like crazy. I'm headed out to, let's see, the date of recording here is April 3rd. I'm headed out here in a couple weeks back to Fayetteville, Arkansas. Go hang out with Jake and Lacey over at Osage Air again. I'm headed to Pennsylvania in the month after that. We're looking at several other places, going back to Longview, going back to Buda. Got some companies that are just killing it that got me on the books, but I have some openings left for the year. Make sure to reach out to me, sam@closeitnow.net. If you want to see those same type of numbers, those same type of increases, and just overall be a better company. When I leave, my goal is not only that your sales numbers change, but the level of people in your organization changes. So reach out to me, sam@closeitnow.net, pop in an email. In fact, text me, 512-364-8559, or find the Facebook group, Close It Now Facebook group, join the group. It's growing every single day, and it's an incredible group with a lot of valuable information in there. I do trainings in there all the time. So it is time to level up. So excited about this episode. Two big announcements I made in the episode, which I'm going to mention them here again. One, this is episode 150. I don't know if you know this, but 80% of people who start podcasts don't even make it past episode number 7. So definitely hitting a big mile marker here. The other thing is I made the top 2% of podcasts in the world, which is really exciting. So I think we're listened to in about 30 countries at this point, and it's so fulfilling to get to speak into the lives of so many people around the world, and I'm grateful, and I could not do it without you. So without further ado, this episode is total fire. You will want to take notes, probably listen to it a few times. So I'm excited to get this going for you. I will see you on the other side.
One of the most unique podcasts on the web. We talk about HVAC and home improvement, yet we throw in fitness, nutrition, and personal growth. This is Close It Now. And here's your host, Sam Wakefield.
Well, all right. Welcome back to Close It Now. Sam Wakefield here. I am so stoked about this episode. Everyone listening, welcome to Drive Time University. This is a big milestone in the podcast. So if you've been following along since the beginning, I am so grateful that you are here. And make sure to share this podcast with everyone you know who's in HVAC, who's in plumbing, who's in electrical, who's in solar, or really any type of in-home sales or just sales in general. Philosophy is philosophy. And I know this episode is going to be total fire. So super stoked about our guest today. I specifically selected this guest for this episode because this is somebody that's been with me from the beginning and actually even really before. I'm really, really excited to introduce my own personal business coach. He's been a friend of mine for a long time, and this is somebody who in his portfolio, his client, I mean, holy cow, he's taken a company from zero to $700 million in sales in way less time than most people ever think about those type of numbers. And more than that, he is just full of wisdom, full of philosophy, and just a really great person. So I'm excited to introduce every single one of you to Mr. Jimmy Jays. Thank you for joining us today, sir.
My pleasure, man. It's great to be here with you and great to be sharing with this community. I've seen your Facebook group. It's super engaging and lots of great people. So I'm excited to have this conversation with you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So this is great. So, and for everybody listening, Jimmy is in the Facebook group. So you can definitely find him in there. We'll, when this episode goes up, we'll make sure to get him tagged. So if anybody wants to reach out directly, that's a great clearinghouse to be able to do that. But let's get going, man. We always start the interview episodes off with, you know, kind of an introduction, man. How in the world did you get here? You're coaching these like super top level rock star companies. And, you know, where did you start from? Give us a little bit of a highlight reel and some life and business philosophy for everybody.
Yeah, sure. My very first coaching client couldn't afford to pay $300 a month. And so they paid $150 a month and two massages a month because they were a massage therapist. So that was where coaching started a very long time ago. My coaching journey really started by hiring a business coach when I was 21 years old and met somebody on online through Rich Dad Coaching. And they changed the course and direction of my entire life. And basically just through some coaching. And so that's kind of what got me, I guess, into that field. And something I learned really early on was reading the Cashflow Quadrant book from Robert Kiyosaki. He talked about, you know, business owners, employees, self-employed. And I made a connection that it's like each different quadrant is almost like a different sport. And they're not just different, they're 180 degrees opposite. And so if being an employee is like, you know, maybe tennis, then being in the investor quadrant is maybe more like soccer. And so there's completely different philosophies around the two. And if you were to say to somebody playing tennis and you were a tennis coach and you said, hey, do not hit the ball into the net, whatever you do, don't put the ball in the net because you don't want to put the ball in the net in tennis. And that's not bad advice or good advice. It's just incomplete advice if you want to be successful in something like soccer, where the whole goal of the game is to put the ball in the net. And so I realized that I had a bunch of people around me that were giving me great, well-intentioned advice on how to operate in a quadrant that I didn't want to be in. And so being able to detach from that and just start to get around other mentors and other people that were in the, you know, area that I wanted to grow in has been, you know, something that's been really helpful to me. And it's also a lifelong thing. It's not something you learn once and then you're done. Mm-hmm. If you go from having an hourly job to all of a sudden being self-employed and getting, you know, paid by the quality of your work and your production, it's completely different. All these habits that served you before don't serve you anymore.
Agreed.
If you go from being self-employed and doing something like that to starting your own company, and now, you know, you were in HVAC and now you own your own company and you got, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 guys that are working there, it's a completely different game. The things that helped you be successful, it's not just different, it's 180 degrees opposite. And so, it's a little bit, I guess, about kind of my journey in coaching. Mm-hmm. I also have, you know, started multiple companies on my own and had some big ups and some big downs. And I think that's important because understanding that failure is really a part of the process. It's not success is on one end and failure is on the other end, and you're moving away from failure and towards success. Mm-hmm. It's actually the opposite. On one side of the scale is complacency, and on the other side is success. And success is basically a staircase, and each failure is like a stepping stone that gets you closer and closer and closer to success. And if you don't know that, then you start running away from failure. And by running away from failure, you run away from success rather than moving towards success, you know, by embracing failure, finding ways to fail faster, finding ways to be safe while you're failing, and really focusing on what are you learning in the process. So that's a little bit about, I guess, you know, my journey, and definitely love coaching and love building and training sales organizations, and also really love some of the conversation around specifically dads helping fathers who have a busy lifestyle, lots of business going on. You know, how they can be really more present, more productive, and more powerful, and not have it be about business all of the time. And usually they're working really hard and missing a lot of stuff around the house, and they're not even more productive as a result of it, because they're just overworking themselves. So that's kind of a gamut, but those are a couple of things that I'm interested in.
I love it. Thank you for that. And yeah, that's definitely something I'd love to talk about more in this episode today as well, because I know that's a huge passion of yours, and you've helped me see a lot of clarity in that. For everybody listening, there was one specific moment that I was at an event that Jimmy was speaking at, and he you know, maybe you can tell a little bit of the beach story on this episode, but it hit me square between the eyes because I realized that I was the guy living in my phone all the time and not able to be present with the people I wanted to be present with. And it was a big one. And so it was a big turning point. And I still suck at it, at being present most of the time, but it's a journey that I'm working towards to be better all the time. Because I mean, at the end of the day, what are we doing this for? It's for our family, for the people we love, not so we can just hang out the shingle and say, oh, I won this award. You know, if that's the only reason, then, you know, there's really not much to do that for. Right. So, but I love it, man. So let's get into this a little bit. So there's a couple things that there's so much content that we could cover in this episode, but this being the 150th episode. So it's a big mile marker. Also, big announcement. I think this is the first time I've said this in an episode, is we reached the top 2% of podcasts in the world recently. So that was a big mile marker as well. So again, thank you everybody for listening. That is huge. And one of the craziest statistics I heard recently is 80% of people that start podcasts they don't make it past 7 episodes. And it blew my mind because, you know, I'm like sitting here at 150, and, you know, it really makes me think about consistency and discipline a lot. So those moments of, you know, it's easy to do and easy not to do. Can you talk just a little bit about that? Because I know you have a lot of wisdom around that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that that consistent effort over time, there's, when you look at the marketplace right now, there's just not that many people that are willing to consistently put in the work, that are disciplined, that put in the right systems to be able to do something on a consistent basis. And that's great news, because it means it's really easy to separate yourself. Doesn't mean it doesn't take work, but I think just finding that long-term vision and also daily urgency. You need both of them together. If you've got urgency and you don't have long-term vision, then you end up getting to a place where you're feeling frustrated all the time. It's not going fast enough. If you've got long-term vision, but you don't have like urgency daily, then you get complacent. Mm-hmm. So you really need those two things together. You need the urgency to be able to, you know, go out there and do it daily. You don't get to 150 podcast episodes by, you know, just being complacent about it. You have to have some urgency about when's the next one go out. Mm-hmm. And then also long-term vision of knowing, where is this thing going? I think probably part of the reason that most people make it to 7 is because they think transactionally, and they're not thinking about adding value. They're thinking about, how much money did I make from my first 7 episodes? And the answer is probably nothing. Probably cost you money.
Agreed.
right. But if you start building that relationship and that emotional bank account with people, and you start adding value to them on a long-term basis, all of a sudden, all these doors open. If people knew from the place that you're standing today, Sam, what the podcast has done for you, and the level of the caliber of people that are in your phone that you can just call up and ask for a favor, the number of, you know, groups that you can get into, the people that have heard this, some of the probably larger contracts that you've gotten from a coaching and training perspective, that who knows, maybe wouldn't have happened if they didn't first hear a podcast or didn't hear of you. And it's even hard to track it back. If they knew that when they were on episode 7, they'd probably do episode 8. But it's that combination of having that long-term vision of knowing where you're going, and then having the daily urgency and the discipline to just do it on an ongoing basis.
Oh, 100%. And it's so true. I'm in that moment of, this, it was been about really 6 months when everything really started popping off for the company. And part of it was I decided to go all in, and that changed everything. When I said, I've had too many distractions, I'm cutting things out of my life. For example, 2024 is my sober year. I haven't had a single drop of alcohol all year and with no intention to. And it's been a combination of that along with going all in on some things for my health, for the business. And all of a sudden people are like, oh my gosh, you're doing all these crazy things. You seem like you came out of nowhere. I'm like, well, yeah, well, but the podcast has run for 5 years and I'm 18 years in the industry. It's an 18 year overnight success story. And so talk about consistency and discipline. It's what it takes. So for everybody listening, there is one specific thing that I asked Jimmy to train today. So let's start there, because all of you, the way that, and listen to this through, and I know Jimmy is going to like frame it for you, the lenses to listen through, but listen to this and really deep dive into this philosophy, because this is sales. This is sales in a nutshell. And there's several things we have to accomplish when we are working with homeowners, when we're working, to solve problems for people. And I love this training. I've heard it a couple times over the last few years, because I like to mention everybody, Jimmy is my personal business coach. And so we've walked through this step by step a couple times. And so wanted to bring him on specifically for this, but there's plenty more that we're going to cover today. So Jimmy, the floor is yours. Please take it away and take us through this, because I know it's going to like rock some worlds today.
Awesome. Well, this is something I learned from Sales Mentor. It is basically the three rules of sales. And I think what I like the most about it is framing. And so whether you are somebody who's just getting started in HVAC, whether you've been in the industry of HVAC or a different sales industry for years and years and years, or whether you are a company owner, this is something that can be really, really useful for you. And if you own a company, it's a great framework that you can give to the entire team. And something I would say is this idea of coaching. A lot of what I do in coaching is just simply reframing. And by reframing, I mean helping somebody put on a different lens. And none of the facts change. But all of a sudden, if you can see something from a different lens or perspective, you can act differently about it. And the example I like to use is, if there is, identical twins, right? And they had a father, and that father was like abusive and maybe alcoholic, and they just had all these negative experiences that happened to both of these kids, and they were exactly identical twins and they had the exact identical experience, then they should both end up at the same place in life. Mm-hmm. But so many times you'll find that one of those children just duplicates what their dad did, right? And they fall into addiction, or they fall into being abusive, or whatever. And the other one is like a protector. Mm-hmm. The other one couldn't be further from that. The other one's like, I'm going to make sure that nobody around me is ever hurt. Right. Mm-hmm. And so that's just proof that a lens makes a difference, mm-hmm. and that it doesn't change any of the facts. It doesn't change how you got there. It doesn't change any of that. It just means that you can choose something different. And so sometimes having a different lens, which one of them did, can help you in your business. It can help you in sales. And so one of the things I like about the three rules is it just reframes the way that you think about sales. And sometimes we think about sales as like, we don't want to be pushy. And what I want to suggest to you is that there's something called being of service. Mm-hmm. And being of service can look different. Sometimes being of service to clients, sometimes being of service to homeowners, sometimes being of service to anyone in your life can be by being really nice. But if there was a child and it was, your neighbor's child, and they were playing in the street and there was a car coming at them and they're about to get hit, probably the most loving thing you could do is to scare them, to yell at the top of your lungs and to get them to run off of the street. And that would be being of service. It's not the way you normally would think about being of service, mm-hmm. but that's actually being of service. So in the same sort of way, being of service really is just like you being able to help somebody else And sometimes we think about that as like, oh, I was too afraid to be pushy. And when I'm coaching somebody, there's a really interesting dynamic. And something I heard a long time ago was that really great selling and really great coaching are actually very, very similar. Mm-hmm. And that in coaching, you're just going to present somebody with a new way of thinking, and then you're going to give them an opportunity to take a new action in alignment with what they just learned. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And in coaching, I have no problem with long pauses, long silence, because I experience it as me giving somebody space to think. But when I was selling, if there was ever a long pause, there was long silence, I thought of that as like some manipulation sales tactic. And it just, I felt so uncomfortable with it.
Right.
But why? When I'm coaching, it feels like I'm being in service to someone. Mm-hmm. When I'm selling, it feels like a tactic. So I think it's just great to have a little bit of that framing around things and understand that selling and coaching are actually, you know, really, really similar. Mm-hmm. As long as you're doing things through the lens of being of service to the homeowner. So with that, right, here's the three rules as taken from Sales Mentor. Rule number one is your job is to help the homeowner make the best decision for them. And I want you to underline the words "for them." Your job is to help the homeowner make the best decision for them. That's rule number one. If you're being in service to the homeowner, that's what you're focused on. You're not focused on your commission. You're not focused on what product has the best margin, right? You're focused on what is in the best decision of the homeowner.
Right.
And if you are working in a company and the company that you're working for has integrity, then there's a really good chance that the owner of the company has already decided, it already knows what's the best for the homeowner. Mm-hmm. And they're presenting that to you, and it's your job to, you know, trust the company owner and to go do what is best for the homeowner. So rule number one is your job is to help the homeowner make the best decision for them. Rule number two, what is best for the homeowner is often outside of their comfort zone.
True.
What's best for the homeowner is often outside of their comfort zone. And rule number three is the homeowner will fight to stay in their comfort zone. So mm-hmm. oftentimes the homeowner will fight to stay within their comfort zone. Your job is to help them do what's best for them, and their comfort zone is the thing that is blocking them from doing what is best for them. So I got something to say about this. What's coming up for you before we jump into any more here, Sam?
You know, it's really interesting, and I love going through this again, especially where I've been in the last 6 to 8 months. What's coming up is, you know, something that I train a lot is the best way to help people is they have to buy from us. We can't do it for free. And we know if they don't buy from us, then what happens? Because I have this conversation often with especially technicians and people who are resistant that they don't want to be the pushy salesman and that kind of thing. And so I'll ask them, well, if they don't buy from you, what's going to happen? Well, they'll end up buying from, you know, Billy Buttcrack or Chuck in a Truck or Heat'em and Cheat'em down the road, strictly because they thought they were getting a deal because of the, you know, a cheaper price. But it turns out they were taken advantage of. They didn't do it right. There's a good chance they'll end up calling you back to come do it right. And they end up having to pay more money for all of the headaches and all of the worries that if they'd just done it right to start with, that would have been great. And so with that type of context, what, you know, what's really coming up is that struggle between, you know, how do we help the homeowners take a step outside of their comfort zone and show them in a way that one is not pushy, like you were saying, but to comfortably take a step outside their comfort zone to make the decision. Cause so many people are just stuck in indecision as well. And so those are the kind of the just thoughts that are in my head around this concept.
Yeah, I love that. And part of being of service is you have to be grounded in the problem. The problem isn't just that they need some new equipment or that they need some service. Mm-hmm. The problem if you really look into it, go do some research on inflation. Go do some research on it. Even when we went from 3%, 3%, 3% up to like 6.5% and then 7% in 2022, if you take a look at that, energy inflation was 42%.
Right.
The same time that inflation was 7%, energy inflation was 42%.
Astronomical.
What happens is that the government just takes a basket of goods that they choose and they say, how much did this basket of goods go up over the last year? And they're able to manipulate these numbers. If you look at the money supply and the M1, you go search that up, it just skyrocketed in 2022. And so there's massive inflation that's coming. What does that mean? That affects all kinds of different things. Electric companies have a whole bunch of debt, right? So the cost of electric companies is going up. And what does this mean to you? What this means to you is that your homeowner, their bill is going up and up and up and up at a ridiculous pace. And they don't know it because they pay it on auto pay and they've got apathy. They just don't notice.
Right.
There was a study a while ago. I think this was back in 2019. It said that the average home was $400 away from, like, they couldn't pay an extra $400 bill.
Right.
So here's what you got to understand. Okay. Well, you're helping homeowners out. Here's the position homeowners are in. For the last 10 years, people spend more than they make, and they spend more than they make, and they spend more than they make, and they spend more than they make. And the way that that shows up is this credit card bill that just gets higher and higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. And for the last 30 years, 25 years, unheard of, by the way, in the rest of the history of the United States, what happens is that their home has gone up in value and the interest rates have been super low. And what they do, ask any mortgage broker, they just refi. They take 20 grand off their mortgage, they pay off their credit card debt, and the problem goes away.
For a minute.
And this cycle continues. What's different right now? What's different right now is that the interest rate that they have on their mortgage compared to the interest rate that they have, that they would get now if they refied, it's like a 3-point difference. It's like a, it's like 6% instead of 3% or 8% instead of. So the bottom line of it is mortgage brokers as an industry, they're hurting right now because they can't help people. And what this means is in 6 months or a year or 2 years, when people normally would go and refi and solve the problem that they spend too much money, that's not an option right now. $50 a month makes a really big difference to people.
It's huge. Yeah. Especially when you combine that with the latest statistic is 95% of American households have less than $600 in their savings account. 95%.
So let's land this for you, right? Being of service to the homeowner in a year or two or 6 months from now, right? They're negatively cash flowing and they're going to be in a bad spot. Their electric bills, go do some research on this. Their electric bills are going to double and triple over the next 5 to 10 years. Southern California Edison in California just announced a 42% rate increase. 42% over the next 3 years. That means that if your bill is $500, which is normal in California, it's going to be $750. People can't afford this. And so if you don't know that, then you're worried that you're going to maybe say something to be too pushy to somebody. If you understand, if you're grounded in the problem that people can't afford these rate increases, people can't afford what's happening with inflation. It's not just their energy bill going up, groceries is going up, gas, everything's going up. And so if they stay with some equipment that's just going down every year, the cost of energy is going up and the cost and like the efficiency of their system is going down, what do you think's going to happen? Their costs are going to skyrocket and they can't afford it. And so oftentimes people are thinking really, really short term. And while your comfort advisors, and not everything's about savings, you want to make sure people have the correct comfort. The cost of comfort is going up dramatically because the cost of energy is going up dramatically. So it's really your job to be grounded in the problem, to understand what's at stake for people if they don't make a decision. And people think that by not deciding that they're not making a decision. And you got to change that in your mind. Tim Ferriss says most people overestimate the risk of change and completely ignore the risk of staying the same. Completely ignore it.
Right.
So it's your job to make sure that you're grounded in the problem, and it's your job to know what's best for the homeowner by doing your research, know what's best for your homeowner by being trained properly, to know that that's probably outside of their comfort zone and that's why you're there, and that they're probably going to fight to stay in their comfort zone, and it's your job to stay grounded in the problem, and it's your job to help them through that decision. Just like as a business coach, sometimes it's easier for me to not say something. It's easier for me to be somebody's friend. It's easier for me to not say a hard truth, but then I'm not a good coach.
Right.
I might, you could maybe make a case that I'm a nice friend or people like being around me, but maybe only short term, because long term their life's going to be hard if there's not somebody in their life that's willing to tell them the truth. And so coming from that place of service, man, don't be worried about being too pushy. Stay in service to the homeowner and help the homeowner fight through their comfort zone by getting really good at your job so that you can really be of service to them and really actually help them. That's going to help them, you know, for the next long time when they, when they're able to make a decision and get the right equipment, it's going to really be of service to them.
I love this conversation so much, because when I'm training and we're on the podcast, that's one of the things that I think we miss so many times in any kind of sales. One is our HVAC industry specifically, but basically any other home, you know, services, you know, they're trained to, you know, sell the change. It's going to be so much better. And they completely miss out on that piece of really just asking, hey, if we don't do anything today, what's life going to be like? And really helping the homeowner walk down that path for a minute and sit in the pain point. That's a little bit of, you know, why my training is seeing the results it is, because we have a whole process where we sit in that and just help the homeowner, you know, one, help them realize how bad their pain points actually are versus what they've gotten conditioned to just stay, you know, when it's with frogs boiling in a pot, you know, you go up a little bit at a time, and before you know it, they've cooked to death. But it's such small incremental changes, they don't realize it's happening until it's already too late. And that's what has happened with so many, for everybody listening, your homeowners are literally in this place. You know, they've gotten, you know, the temperatures have degraded over the time, over years, that the indoor air quality is degraded over time. All of the things, right? The efficiencies drop, so their bills are higher. They just don't realize it because it's been in such a small segments that they've just been used to it. So it's our job to help them see how bad it really is, and then ask those questions like, hey, if we don't do anything today, you know, what's life going to be like 3 months, 6 months? That's why when somebody gives you the think about it objection, you know, well, how soon are you planning on making a decision? It doesn't matter what they say. Ask this question. Well, what's going to be different then versus now? And it's a really powerful question. So that's my take on it. I love this training, Jimmy, because it just really helps us to clearly see what our role is. As it, yes, generically it sells, but it's so much deeper than that, because when we have that servant mentality, it's helping people to recognize and live a different life. Because, I mean, we have to face it. It doesn't matter what we're promoting, what we're selling. If the homeowner truly understood what it did for them, they would already have it. So the disconnect is in communication.
I love that. And I love the analogy that you just made. For those who aren't familiar with the study, if you take a frog and you put it into boiling water, it immediately jumps out, senses danger, gone. If you put a frog into cold water and you just make it go up by 1 degree at a time, it literally just sits there and it will boil to death. It will die because it doesn't sense the danger and doesn't move. And the reason I love that you brought that up is because it's a great visual for being in service to someone. If there's a frog sitting in water and it was going up by 1 degree and you're like, you're going to die, is it being of service to them to be like, well, I don't want to be too pushy. I just don't like it when people are pushy. Like, it's going to die. And
I'm here to really help you.
I'm here to help you. Right. And imagine the frog like, well, I just want to think about it. Well, I'm just going to do this a little later. And so those are great questions. And there's some great tactical questions that you can learn from Sam and from the podcast and from some of the coaching about, you know, here's some, you know, expert level questions that you can just, that will cut to the heart of the problem. But more important than the questions, or not more important, but firstly, you have to understand, like the concept. You have to know that you're being of service. A lot of people, I think, hear these questions and they experience them as, here's something fancy that I can say that will get me more sales.
Right.
And it feels manipulative to them. And so then when they say it, they don't say it with certainty. And you could say the exact same thing, but without conviction, and it's going to land totally differently than if you're really in service to the homeowner and you're like, I am here to help you. If you knew what I knew, you would already have this system.
Right.
You don't have to say that, but you need to know that right inside that you're there to help them out.
Right. You know, in even in certain cases, I would say it's okay to actually say those types of things once we've earned, you know, earned the moment of rapport and we've made it through that process and we get to the place where they're maybe an indecision, maybe they're, you know, either thinking about it or they're, you know, giving you the three bids objection or all the things that we've handled. But truly, at the end of the day, it's like, hey, here's what I did in my home. If I had known what it was going to feel like and what it was going to do for my bills and for my family and for my health, I would have done it years ago. I want the same thing for you, because nobody talks to homeowners at that level. We feel like there's these imaginary rules of things we can and can't say in the home, but there's no rules in this game. As long as it's morally, legally, and ethically sound, that's it. Right. And so, like, why not? Why not say something directly like that? It's like, geez, my life changed so dramatically and I want the same thing for you. Who in the world talks like that in home sales? Nobody. And that's why you're not closing like you should be. But I get passionate about this. So
yeah, it's such an important conversation. And I think there's just a lot of things changing, right? Inflation. I was talking a little bit ago to some financial advisors, and I'm like, the mentors that you have in the financial services space can't even prepare you for what's going to happen next because they haven't seen the level of inflation that is coming.
Yeah.
They just haven't seen it. And so I think, you know, to talk a little bit to maybe some company owners, when you're an owner, you're getting squeezed on all sides, right? If you're an owner right now, you're in a position where, I mean, there's these FCC changes. We'll link up an article in the show notes about the FCC changes when it comes to advertising. But a lot of the companies that advertise and they sell that lead to four or five or six different companies, that doesn't exist anymore. Like it's not going to exist in a year from now, which means the cost of leads, the cost of acquisition is going up.
Mm-hmm. As if it wasn't already high. It's already gone up three or four X and it's fixing to multiply, right?
Yeah, it was three months ago that this hit, and then they gave people a year to get compliant, and already the costs have gone up just as advertisers get prepared for it. So, you know, if you're a company owner, you've got all of that going on, and if you are, you know, somebody who's in the field, start thinking about value creation, value creation, not like what's the company going to do for me. How can I create value for this company? Because you're on the same ship. You guys are working together, right? Like if the cost of leads goes up, it means that you're going to get less leads unless you can find a way to make more profit.
Right.
And you do that by selling the right products, and you do that by like following up properly. there's a word called stewardship. Mm-hmm. Like if you had paid $10,000 for these leads, how would you show up? That's a great question. If you're in the field, how would I show up differently? If I was the owner and I spent this much on leads, would you show up on time? Would you send a little video in advance? Like, mm-hmm. oh, I've heard Sam talk about sending a video in advance 9 times, but I'm just waiting until I get the perfect video. Would you do that if you spent $10,000 on leads? Or would you just make a video and have something be better than nothing?
Right.
Would you follow up with them? Would you be so worried about being pushy? Right. So I just think it's a great kind of lens to understand and to think through. And the great news is that if you're part of, Sam talked about this podcast being in the top 2%, it doesn't take that much for you to separate yourself from the rest of the HVAC industry. Mm-hmm. And if you're one of the people who has a higher closing rate, then you're somebody who gets a review every time. You're somebody who like does all those little things, then you'll always have work. Mm-hmm. And so I just think that's kind of a lens to be looking through, is like, know all of the things that are coming down the pike and just be prepared for it. Mm-hmm. And start acting that way right now. And when those things happen, it just separates people out. That's all.
Yeah.
And so it's, look at it as an opportunity for you to hone your craft. We can talk in a minute about some things that company owners maybe are doing or should be doing to be able to lower some of those costs. We can talk about that if you want. But I just think just overall, just have good stewardship over mm-hmm. leads and appointments and take really, really good care of them. Show right. up on time, you know, have the training for every, are you doing any reviews? Are you doing ride-alongs? Even if you're already great, go do a ride-along. Go find get Sam out there mm-hmm. and go do a ride-along and see, here's how I can get even better. Here's how I can take it to the next level. And that's one of the things in organizations that I coach. You don't get to $700 million in sales as a company without treating it like a sport. We right. treat it like game tape. We treat mm-hmm. it like you're an athlete. For every hour you're on the court, you better have 5 hours where you're watching game tape.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's been a year and you haven't done a ride along, when was the last time you looked at some game tape?
Ooh, how far off of your system have you drifted and didn't even realize?
Hear it all the time in companies that I coach. There's always somebody there and that person's like, well, I got 21 years of experience. Like, no, you don't. You have 1 year of experience 21 times.
Yeah.
When was the last time you learned something new?
Mm-hmm.
Like, congratulations. You're doing things that worked in the 90s.
Exactly.
Right. Like, so I think just a good perspective to have of what are you, when are you looking at game tape and company owners, right? Make mm-hmm. that your standard. I can talk about, one of the acronyms that we use in companies that I build. That's a GROW acronym. We could jump into some strategic partnership stuff, wherever you want to go, Sam.
Yeah, let's do, let's cruise through an abbreviated version of GROW and then, move on to some partnership things in that acquisition.
Sure. So GROW is an acronym that I use. You can create your own. The whole point is just finding what is important in your company. I like the acronym GROW, and GROW stands for gratitude, resourceful, ownership, and winning. And it's actually 5 words because the fifth word is GROW. And so when I'm coaching a team, the first thing is GROW, and growing is internal growth and external growth. Every time you take action, you get growth. Either it goes the way you want and you get more money in your bank account, the business grows, you get external growth, mm-hmm. or it doesn't go the way you want and you learn something, as long as you're looking for it, and you get internal growth. So we're always looking for growth. Gratitude to me is the opposite of entitlement.
Yes.
We do not accept entitlement. We choose not to. If you're on this team, then you're practicing gratitude. Being mm-hmm. a good steward of appointments, right, is an example of gratitude. Mm-hmm. Resourcefulness, right? If you ask me a question that you could have Googled, what are you doing? Why are you even here? Right?
Exactly.
Are you resourceful? Are you able to like take initiative? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean you have to be somebody who goes and does everything on your own. but like go spend 10 minutes trying to solve the problem before you come to me, and come to me with like, hey, here's the problem. Here's what I think the solution is. What do you think? I'll take that all day long.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I was like, super quick. I love this so much because I think resourcefulness is one of my favorites, because the industry is so full of people who have this, basically it's called the child saboteur, right? I don't know how to do this, so I'm not even going to try mindset. And something I say often is people don't lack resources. They lack resourcefulness, which I think at once upon a time, I probably heard that from you first. And so it's just so powerful to like use our critical thinking skills to solve the problem. Let's see, how can I come up with a solution to the problem before I go to anybody else? Because that helps us grow as well. So go ahead.
Yeah, 100%. Tony Robbins, I think, said that it's not about resources, it's about resourcefulness. Mm-hmm. So I love that. So G is for gratitude. R is for resourcefulness. O is for ownership. And ownership means taking ownership. Even if something is 99% someone else's fault and 1% my fault, mm-hmm. I'm going to take 100% ownership for the part that's within my control. And teams that I coach, same thing. Take ownership. Act like an owner. Right? If you're just like, well, it's the company credit card, so I'm being wasteful, you're not thinking like an owner. You're lacking gratitude and you're lacking ownership thinking, right? So how can you take ownership at a high level? How can you act like an owner? And W is for winning. And winning is really like a culture of winning. Winning is like a winning attitude. And what I mean by a culture of winning, it's not that we win every game. Mm-hmm. It's this attitude that if you were ever on a high performing athletic team, there'd be times where maybe you won a game and you go into the locker room high fiving and the coach just tears a strip off you. And they're just like, we won this game, but we shouldn't have. If we play 20 more like this, we'll lose 19 of them. And it's this attitude that even if we won, how could we be better?
Right.
And on the flip side, looking at games where, you know, it didn't go the way that we wanted to, but you put the work in, you still did the things that were within your control. There's a great book by Annie Duke called Thinking in Bets. Mm-hmm. And she talks about how life is more like, and business is more like poker than it is like chess. See, in chess, if you go first, you should either draw or win. And if you didn't, then you can literally point to the point where you made a mistake. Mm-hmm. Entrepreneurship isn't like that, man. Entrepreneurship is more like Texas Hold'em. And it's like, sometimes you make the best decision when the chips go in and then you get unlucky. If you're a business owner, you know this. I created a company called Authentic Networker with a partner, and it was in-person networking events. We grew it up to 130 different cities and 40,000 members, 5 continents. And it was all about in-person networking events. And we built it 6 months before COVID hit.
Right.
Right. Like, I mean, maybe you could have predicted that there was going to be some world phenomenon, but sometimes it's just like that, right? You make the right move when you put the chips in and then you get unlucky. And so, I think, you know, taking ownership means that you're not always just saying, well, I was unlucky, well, I was unlucky, well, I was unlucky, but the clarity of thinking to say, did we make the right moves when the chips went in?
Right.
And sometimes you'll be, you know, I'll be working or coaching somewhere and there's like a whole team of people and there's one rogue person and they've got their own way of doing things. And
well, it's like the story of the industry.
It doesn't matter to me if what they do works. What matters to me is they're bringing the whole rest of the team down because they're doing it a different way and they're confusing the whole team. There's part of winning in the GROW acronym is I talk about the fact that in almost every sports, right, there's a player who just jumps from team to team to team to team, and he always jumps to the very best team, and that team never wins a championship. Where that person goes, that team doesn't win a championship. Mm-hmm. And it's not about who's the best player. It's about what is best for the team and really understanding that. And so you got to make sure that you're being a team player. You got to make sure that you're reviewing game tape. And one great player, you know, does not make a team. You will lose a lot of championships if you just got one great guy and they just go do their own rogue thing, and it just like confuses or throws everybody else off. It's why it's so important that you have a system and that you're following the right person to design that system for you. So that's the GROW acronym. Anytime I'm looking to work with a company, anytime I'm looking to develop a team of my own, that's what we're looking for, is gratitude, resourcefulness, ownership, and a culture of winning.
Mm-hmm. I love, as a quick side note, just a fun fact. How many people are currently on your sales team?
I don't know, probably a couple, just a couple dozen, that are like actively, you know, selling and growing at a high level.
Couple dozen. Cool. And of course that we know at one time it was dramatically larger than that. So it's the other part of that is, you know, owners and leaders, you know, when you're growing and developing your companies, you can put a lot of bodies in. And then when you start to really do your analysis, realize where's the performance coming from. And so it's okay to grow and then get smaller if you realize how to be efficient. And that's a big piece of conversation right now of what's happening in our industry. That's why this next piece is so important, because I've known companies that were doing, you know, 30, 40, 50, $80 million, $100 million a year, but realized their net at the end of the year was not nearly as much as what they were doing with 10 or 15 or 20 by being more efficient. Just because you had more trucks to the road, more bodies, doesn't mean you're making more money. And so knowing, being able to analyze those metrics is crucial to the success, and especially the efficiency and how lean your company is, and you know, and then be able to grow them, you know, just like this. So with that, I actually is probably a pretty good segue into, you know, the affiliate portion that we're wanting to talk about.
Yeah. I think if you are a company owner, something that I'm working with a lot right now with coaching clients, as the cost of acquisition goes up, as people are being, you know, bombarded more and more and more by, you know, outbound calls or by Facebook ads or by all of these things.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how many ads have you got in your inbox right now? I guarantee, I know I do. Could you use 15 to 30 more projects per month? Right? These people cold messaging all over the place, right?
100%. Yeah. And your prospects are the same, right? If you're a company owner, they're seeing stuff all over the place about why they should, you know, switch and what HVAC company they should use. And so, think about trust as being a resource. What are ways that I can add to a emotional bank account of somebody? What are ways where you're not thinking transactionally, you're just thinking about like, how can I add value? And as a business owner, this applies all over the place. As a business owner, there's some business that I'm working in where we're literally putting together a program that their staff can tap into that helps them. It's called Dinner Table. It helps them teach their kids how to add value, teaches their kids how to like have peace in the home, teaching your kids, like paying your kids to do gigs rather than chores. Mm-hmm. And just adding value to your employees, even though it has nothing to do with the business, all that matters is that it adds value to the person. Mm-hmm. The same thing is true of your customers. It doesn't, if you know who your ideal customer is, it doesn't matter if it's like relates to HVAC. All that matters is that it's important or that it impacts your ideal customer. And if you can find ways, there's kind of two sides of this. Is one, find ways to take people who are in your existing network, right? Your clients. What are services that could help your existing clients? And if you can find other reputable companies that do something different than you do, mm-hmm. Energy efficiency might be an example in the HVAC space, right? Mm-hmm. How can you connect your clients to energy efficiency and then get some of that extra, you know, jobs and work maybe comes back to you? But what are some things, what are some places where you can add value to your clients? Mm-hmm. And how can you get paid again on the money you spent to advertise? You spent all this advertising dollars, right? That cost is going up and up and up and up. And we get so concerned about, like, we spend this much on a client, which means we need to make this much on the back end. And what are our ratios look like? And we sell to people once. What are you doing to have a follow-up sequence that stays in front of people?
Right.
What are you doing to create a residual by, you know, having service plans where people just pay monthly? And in that same vein, you might say, well, I already do all of those things, Jimmy. Well, great. Is there any other companies that you partner with where they're paying more for ads, just like you are, and where, as long as you vet them and they're good, you have these leads, right? You have a service. Why not send an email out about another company and add some value to them?
Right.
And maybe you get a cut in on the back end. Maybe you get more work on the back end. The point of it, though, is to not be transactional. The point of it is to think about, how do I add value to my customer? And on the flip side of that, how do I get strategic partnerships the other direction?
Right.
If you think, there's a book called Dream 100, and it talks about creating these partnerships. And if you think about this idea where, hey, I'm willing to spend, give me a cost per acquisition. Give me a, how much would you be willing to spend, Sam, on a lead for HVAC or a sale?
Yeah. So, I mean, the average right now for most that I'm hearing in the industry is between $1,000 and $1,200 per new client acquisition.
Okay. So follow this math. It's really simple. If you'd be willing to spend $1,000 to get a client, because I'm going to be able to make enough back off of that client to cover it. If there was a business and that business could send you 50 clients, doesn't it reason that you should be willing to spend $50,000 to acquire that relationship with that business that could send you 50 clients? It's the same math.
It's not different. Yeah.
And so in Dream 100, they literally talk about sending like lumpy mail, finding a business that you want to be a partner with. And rather than sending them like a card in the mail, like literally find out something about that business and send them something in the mail that's like an actual gift. There's people that have given cars to other people, like, because the math just makes sense. It happens all the time in the online course world. So just be thinking about, what's it costing me, right? And what's the value of having one strategic partnership that could bring me X number of leads?
Right.
And if you have what's called integration marketing, that's where you have another company and they're spending money on an ongoing basis and they're bringing new leads in an ongoing basis. Maybe you could be on the back end of that. Maybe there's a realtor or there's a company and they're spending all this money and it's like, you could get in on that list. Maybe there's a roofing company and you can get in on that list.
Absolutely.
Like, maybe there's a company that sells energy efficiency and you can get in on that list. Like, how can you set that up? And in the same way that Sam asked the question to the homeowner, like, what's going to happen if nothing changes? Well, here's what I ask you as a company owner. What's going to happen for you if nothing changes? If the cost per lead keeps going higher and higher and higher, and the cost of goods keeps going higher and higher and higher, and your margin keeps, you know, getting a little bit slimmer and a little bit thinner, what do you think is going to happen if you don't find ways to innovate both in how you can be efficient in your closing, which Sam helps with, and also how can you be innovative in the way that you build trust with homeowners, in the way that you get access to other lists, and just think of creative ways outside of the box that can get you inside of your target market. And that starts with knowing, who do I want to meet with? Who's the type of person that I want to get with, and how can they know and like me and trust me before there's an issue? How do I get in there before there's a problem?
Right.
Because once there's a problem, it's good, right? If they're like, well, my HVAC's not working at all, they have some urgency, they want something fixed right now. That's the good news. The bad news is they probably clicked on 5 different ads and now they're looking for 5 different quotes because that's the spot that they're in. Versus if you get them at a different part in the process and you've already built some trust with them, what are ways you can add value in advance before they need a new system? And that's the question that I would be that's the question that I would be asking. And that's what I teach any of my clients to do is, how can you build up those communities? How can you stay in constant contact with them in a way that adds value, not in a transactional way, so that when they need something, you're the only person they would consider buying from.
Right. Ah, love this. It's like that top of mind awareness. That's why, I mean, we've talked a lot in this, you know, about door knocking, because we're catching people earlier in the funnel. You know, our whole industry is based off of 5% of households who something is wrong and then they clicked a button or they picked up the phone. That means 95% of the houses, nothing's wrong, but we know that they 100% can use our service. They can use our air quality products. They can improve their life, fix temperatures in their house that are uneven, all the things that we can do, but nobody's talking to them. So this is one why door knocking is so powerful and effective. But also, I love this so much because they are currently using those other services, the roofing, the plumbing, the electrical, the solar, the energy efficiency, the you name it. Somebody is in their house every single month. And we have the same demographic. We're to the same client. So build those trusted partnerships, because, I mean, we know how many times are we in the house and the homeowner asks us, hey, do you know anybody that does this? Once you get to the place where they know you, like you, and trust you, they know that you're going to know people like yourself. So quality companies. And so, like, who do you trust? Who do you use? And so when you have that Rolodex, that you, old school term, right? Dating myself. When you have the list of people that you can, you know, pass forward, you become the guy. So they start to I've been in that place for so long where I've networked so much that all of my clients, they've had no problem with text me and pick up the phone and say, hey, I'm looking for windows. I'm looking for countertops. I'm looking for this. And when you can have the answer, then, I mean, how powerful it is that when they always come back to you for referrals and recommendations, do you think that they're going to call anybody else when it's time to do the work you do? The answer is no. Because, I mean, it would have, you know, $300,000-$500,000 of pipeline work every single year, strictly because people call me back because they loved what we did before, and just stay on top of mind like that. So I love it. I love it. It's super powerful. So let's take, so what this podcast is known for is giving, and you've already shared an incredible amount of info. I hope everybody is taking notes. This is one you're going to want to listen to several times. But what this podcast is known for is immediately actionable steps. So say I'm the business owner, or just I'm a rep in the field, and I want to start developing these partnerships as soon as possible. What is the first, you know, step or two? And I just have no idea where to start. What's the first step or two that somebody can take to, you know, start to build these partnerships?
Yeah, great question. So I would say if you are a rep in the field, you can take ownership and you can create some partnerships like this, and it's going to get you way more business rather than sitting around and waiting for company leads. This is something you can be doing in your spare time, and it makes you more valuable to the company owner, right?
Yeah.
So I think the place that I would start is just by thinking about who are the homeowners you like to work with the most. I like, in the solar industry, working with people who are like 35 to 45 that have kids. I just like working with them. They're usually going to stay in the home for a long time, and they're just my favorite people to work with. And so as soon as you know who you're looking to work with, then it starts to get clear, where can you find them? Where can you find them? Mm-hmm. So I would just get clear about that. I would also say that from a coaching perspective, most people overestimate the power of goals and underestimate the power of momentum. And so sometimes we're looking for the perfect next step rather than a next step. You could join a B&I group. You could do something like that. You could, one of my coaching clients in solar, he went out and found a company that does blown insulation. And blown insulation is somebody who wants to reduce their electric bill. Mm-hmm. Solar helps people reduce their electric bill. So there's a natural fit there. And they just reached out to them and said, hey, what do you do with all these clients? And they came up with a nice little hook. And the thing that I would probably work on the most is how can you make your service feel like the next natural step, the next natural conclusion of the last service that you just did, rather than here's two competing things. Think about it like, what's the next natural step? In his case, what he said was, hey, Joe just helped you with, or the person that goes in and they do the blown insulation. They'd say, well, I just helped you with 10% of your bill. I'm going to have Steven reach out to you about the other 90% of your bill. And it just sounds like the next natural part in the process, right? So in the same sort of way, if you were in, you know, HVAC, what's that conversation that you can have? Is it, hey, it could be the same thing and you could refer to a solar guy. Hey, we just helped you with this, you know, percentage of your bill and solar guy is going to give you a call and help you out with the rest. It could be, you know, somebody who does blown insulation, right? Think about how can you give value to somebody else first, lead with value. How could you figure out what are some things that homeowners need where you can make a connection to another company? If you're not the owner and you're doing this, I'd run it by the owner and make sure that you're, you know, you don't want to be taking company leads and then promoting some other third party company who maybe doesn't take care of the homeowners. And maybe there's a concern there. So if you're not the owner, take ownership by saying, here's my plan, taking it to the owner and seeing what they say about it. If you're an owner of a good guys, I would say, let's get really grounded in the problem. Let's get clear on what the problem is, and help your team get clear on what the problem is. And then look at what are some other businesses that, solve the same problem, and let's not make them the enemy. Let's make the electric company the enemy. Let's make whatever the enemy, and let's work together on solving the problem.
Oh man, I love this 100%. I mean, I've lived it from both perspectives, actually. That's something that when I was a rep in the field, I became probably the best connected HVAC sales guy in all of Austin, Texas. And then owning companies across the years, I've developed these partnerships. So that's one of the reasons I love this conversation so much. But man, we are coming up on time. We've gone actually a little bit over. So thank you for hanging out with us. Your time is incredibly valuable. And I know everybody will get a lot from this episode today. Thanks for celebrating episode 150 with me today as well. It has been a fun ride and we're just getting started. And but yeah, it's time to land this plane a little bit. We talked about being in the Facebook group, but you know, how can people reach out to you and get a hold of you and learn more about, I know what you're doing. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. I'd love to do a whole nother episode on your mission for helping fathers and husbands and just people be better people, right? So love to do a whole nother episode on that. Give us a super quick snippet of that and then tell everybody how they can reach out to you to learn more.
Yeah, so we'll probably link some things up in the show notes. Find me on Facebook, in the Facebook group that Sam has, probably a good way to get in touch with me. And I'm pretty connected through Sam. So if you really need to get a hold of me, you can probably do so through Sam.
Absolutely.
And that's it for me. We'll do another show, I'm super honored to be here for show 150. Super proud of all the work that you've done, and so grateful for the fact that you're just adding value on an ongoing basis to so many people. And thanks for all the work that you're doing, Sam, to help reps in the field, and you know, by a consequence of that, helping all of these homeowners by having reps that really know what they're doing and are able to follow systems and help people close it now.
Yeah, word, man. Thank you so much for that. So a couple quick announcements, everybody, before we let you go. One is make sure to check out the new website. It is closeitnow.net. Also, you can reach me at sam@closeitnow.net. If you want to pick up the online course, you can grab that at HVAC Doors. That's HVACDoors.net. Of course. And consistency is important, like we talked about. And also, if you've ever gotten value from this podcast, I would love and be eternally grateful to you if you left me a 5-star review on wherever you listen. That helps me grow the show and reach more people, and share this show with everyone that you know who could get some value from it. Join, and like Jimmy mentioned, join the Facebook group. It's Close It Now. Just search Close It Now sales training on Facebook. It will come right up. We're approaching 2,500 members. So it's a positive group. If anybody comes in and they're negative or starts to tear anybody down, they get to go to the block party real fast. We're all about building each other up and celebrating wins. So those are the major things. We've got so much coming this year. Watch out because this is the launch year. This is really the breakout year for Close It Now, as well as for me and for Jimmy as well. You've got a lot of things going on as well, my friends. So thanks for being here with me, everybody. Yeah. That's listening. I'm so grateful that you've been along for this ride, and there's so much more to come. And any last words, Jimmy, you want to leave with everybody before I close it off?
Yeah, thank you. I would say that you don't get what you want. You don't get what you deserve. You get what you are. You get what you are. And Sam just said, if you got value from this, go leave a 5-star review. So many times I hear people and they're like, why don't people share me? Why don't people send me referrals? Why don't people tell their friends about me? Well, are you doing that? Mm-hmm. Are you taking a moment to go add a 5-star review to somebody else? Are you showing gratitude in that way to people who've added value to you? Sometimes people say, well, everybody wants to think about it, right? They want to think about it for 5 days. Yeah, you've been thinking about Sam's online course for like 6 months. So you're going to get more of what you are. Mm-hmm. If you want people who are decisive, be decisive. If you want people who add value, add value. If you want people to share your message, then share the messages of people that you believe in, and you will get a lot that way. So make sure that you're being in alignment of that, and you get more of what you are. So take a second now. If you got value from any of Sam's episodes over the last 150, go give him a 5-star review. Go find a way that you can share this with a company owner or somebody else in the industry, and just become more of what you want to attract.
I love it. That is so powerful. Be that person. It makes me think of a whole nother episode we can do on creating, how to create and build teams and being that person. So, well, thanks for being here today, man. It's been an honor and a privilege that you made time to be a guest here. And always welcome, my friend. Anytime you've got something you want to talk about, always pop me a message. We'll make space for you. And for everybody else, make sure that you are out there leading with your heart, leading with service, give value first. My life philosophy has always been, and you can 100% adopt this and make it your own if you choose to, always give more value than you take. And when you live life like that, everything else will take care of itself. So everybody, go save the world one heat stroke at a time.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. And at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.